Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster. Welcome to the Buckmaster Show for Tuesday, December the 18th, 2012. We are only a week away from Christmas. Hard to believe how fast this year has gone. We are live each weekday, noon to one, on the home of the Buckmaster Show. We are on AM 1030, KVOI, Tucson's intelligent voice. We're live streaming our show on my website, buckmastershow.com, and at kvoi.com. You can hear our programs anytime, anywhere by visiting buckmastershow.com. We also post the program, usually by about 2 in the afternoon, to the TucsonCitizen.com site and TucsonSentinel.com. And there is now a prominent link on the home pages of the Green Valley News and Saharita Sun, their website, gvnews.com, and the homepage for Blog for Arizona. They have us posted right on the homepage at blogforarizona.com. Coming up in the hour, we'll start our show with a newsmaker interview with Crystal Foster. Crystal, incoming TUSD governing board member, one of two new board members who will be sworn in early January. 20 minutes past the hour, certified financial planner Shelley Fishman has the Tuesday Moneymaker Report, and Shelley has a smile on his face, so the market is up today. 30 minutes past the hour, Bill Carnegie will be with us. Bill is the head of the Community Food Bank of Southern Arizona, a very difficult time for the food bank. It's the holidays, and they need your support. Then we'll close out the show with Margaret Regan. Margaret is the arts editor for the Tucson Weekly, and she also contributes to our show a couple of times a month. And we encourage you to be part of the conversation. 790-2040 is the Buckmaster Show live line. If you have a question or comment for Crystal Foster, who is with me now in studio. Crystal, congratulations to you and Cam Juarez. Cam will be with us, I think, Thursday here on the show. We'll get to know you two a little bit better as we go forward. You'll be sworn in January. You're an educator in the Sunnyside District, but of course live in the TUSD District, and congratulations to you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You and Cam have a huge challenge, don't you?
We sure
do. With this board.
Absolutely.
I mean, this is going to be a difficult year for TUSD, facing the perhaps $17 million debt. But before we talk about that, you as an educator, when you heard the news out of Connecticut Friday, what was your reaction?
I take it very personally, being a teacher in a classroom, and as I shared earlier with you before we went on air, that I'm from Colorado. I'm from Aurora, Colorado, and was teaching first grade when Columbine happened. And so my thoughts first and foremost were with students going to school Monday morning, what that feels like for teachers, and of course, you know, parents. What do you do when you're sending your kids to school Monday after such news?
And not only in TUSD, but parents of school children across the country, very cautious and nervous, I'm sure, as they sent their kids back to school this week. TUSD, just, are you kind of reevaluating your security system?
Well, right now, I mean, that's a definite plan. I think every district right now, when such tragedy happens, this is a time to reflect and reevaluate. Are we doing absolutely everything we can for the safety of our community, of our kids?
Do each of the schools at TUSD have a security officer?
My understanding, we have police in TUSD, and not every district has that. I can't say that it's at every site. We don't have counselors at every site either. That's something when we think about budget cuts, you know, the counseling services are very important. I know security was beefed up this past week because of what happened in Connecticut. And I was definitely in touch, you know, with the superintendent to find out what are our plans? What will the message be to our community, how our kids will be, you know, taken mm-hmm. care of on Monday morning.
And you're going to be hearing a lot, and I'm sure you have already, about teachers and carrying guns. Believe it or not, a district in Texas has already agreed to have their teachers be armed with weapons. As an educator, how would you feel about that?
I don't think I would want to be an educator with guns in my classroom. I can't even fathom that. That's definitely not a solution. I think we need to look at mental health care in our country and in our community, and of course, you know, gun control and regulations, and are we holding those?
TUSD will make a decision, the governing board, the current board. I think it's coming up this week, right? Thursday night on the school closures. There's 14 campuses that are on the chopping block. As I mentioned, the district is facing about $17 million in the red. This would save, if all 14 were closed, and that's questionable whether that all 14 will be closed, but that would only be about $5 million. So, right. I mean, that's just one of the, I guess, putting a small dent.
We have other cuts to make.
Other cuts to make. Your feelings on these school closures, certainly a painful issue.
It is. It's very painful. But I think about, I heard the superintendent of Chandler just speak last week, and she said she has 40,000 students in her district in 30 elementary schools. And we have 48,000 and 70 elementary schools. And so right now we do not have the population. We don't have the enrollment to support the number of buildings that we have. And that, you know, that is sad, and it doesn't have to be that way, right? We definitely want to be the very best option for our students, for our families in the community. That's a definite goal of mine. I know, you know, public school is the best option, and we definitely need to reiterate that so we, you know, can bring those students back.
Crystal Foster is with us. She is one of two new incoming board members on the TUSD governing board. They'll take office in early January. Crystal will not have a lot to say probably about the school closings because that will not be on your watch, but something that will be on your watch will be Mexican-American studies, the core cultural classes. Lots of confusion right now on what really the board did last week. And so this is something, I think the bottom line here, Crystal, is this is going to be revisited after you and Cam Juarez get on the board. Both of you supporters of Mexican American studies.
Absolutely.
You studied Latin American studies. That was,
yes, at the U of A.
The reason you came, I believe,
to Tucson program.
Yeah. So what can you give us kind of a bottom line on where we are on this? There is confusion over the Mexican-American
Right,
studies.
And how wrong is that there's so much confusion, right? I mean, when you think about, everybody throws around the word transparency and they think about budgets, but how about decision-making and how about what decisions are being made and why? And it's not right for everybody to leave that room with a different understanding of what went forward, especially when we're dealing with something so controversial and so important to Tucson here.
Just people left the board meeting, some people thinking Mexican-American studies, the program, had been restored.
Right. Well, and not restored, but that the board, at the current board, was, you know, changing their course and keeping that option open.
So the board did sign off on the unitary status plan. This is a federal desegregation plan, which has a component embedded in it for cultural studies.
Right. Now, my understanding is the board meeting, with all the drama that happened, that how we walked in is how we walked out of that meeting. And so nothing has changed, that the unitary status plan is still, that they accepted that with their objection to the core, Mexican-American studies, or core, their cultural relevant, instruction.
Do you think there will be then in 2013 this pathway will open up to some kind of Mexican-American studies program?
Well, we have to see what the new board, what happens. You know, definitely I know that I'm going in there as a supporter of this instruction, of these classes for our students. Because when you put all of the politics and the emotion aside, you know, the data still stands. And it's good instruction, and as an educator that was voted to serve on this board, I have to stand behind quality instruction.
Crystal Foster is with us, new TUSD board member, and when you look at the big picture facing TUSD, Crystal, the issue is a diminishing enrollment, diminishing dollars. That's why we're talking about school closings, and this is a problem going on in cities across the country. How do you see this overall picture? What are some of your thoughts about it?
Well, like I would not have run for the board if there wasn't a quality product out there. You know, I had the opportunity when I served at the U of A to supervise student teachers in many districts in our metro area, and I did see quality education. We also have waiting lists, right? We have waiting lists for some of our schools, and what we saw with the closure hearings, I mean, their people are they were sharing what was working, you know, what is working. And so we know what's working in our district, and we need to market that. We need to make sure that our community is behind that, because this enrollment crisis we have, we have to build, we have to rebuild. And so when I think about, you know, what do I hope to bring, my plan to TUSD is rebuilding. You know, we have to rebuild our image, our trust, bring the community back to our schools. The communication breakdown that happened this past couple of years with the current board, we have to bring our board and our community back together.
And you got to put a sizzle into your product. Let's put it.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's kind of the bottom line to it, because the product is public education versus a charter school or right. private education. So you've got to make TUSD attractive enough for the parents to want to keep their kids right.
In the closure hearings, we heard so many people stand up and say that that community school, that school in my neighborhood, is the best option for my child. And that's what we need to market, that the community school right there in your neighborhood, your TUSD school, is the best option for your family. And we have to make sure it is, and then that message is out there and that kids are coming back.
You can have an open door policy and take phone calls from the public.
I hope so, most definitely.
Well, you know,
that's about that communication.
There you go, right? Communication, and be available to answer people's questions. It's like a full time job, and in many ways, a full time job without a paycheck, right? Because there is no salary for what
right.
you're doing.
There are school boards in our nation that receive a salary, but here in Arizona, school board members do not.
And the swearing-in is January?
January 8th.
Okay. So. Krista Foster, want to wish you all the best of luck. And we will be speaking with Cam Juarez, who also will be joining the board. We'll get to know Cam a little bit later this week here on The Buckmaster Show. Good luck
Great.
To you. Thank you.
Happy holidays.
Same to you. The Buckmaster Show, brought to you in part by Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley. Splendido is a true continuing care retirement community for adults 55 and better. They have a beautiful facility up there in Oro Valley. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com. Finding the perfect Tucson rental home is now easy thanks to Tucson Rental Homes, which offer high-quality 1, 2, and 3-bedroom luxury rental homes with private gated yards in a classic Santa Fe-style architecture. Designed, built, and managed by Tucson Rental Homes, prices start at just $750 a month. Check out our many homes now available at TucsonRentalHomes.com.
Dragonfly Village is in the midst of a capital campaign to build a 12-building village on a portion of the Amity Foundation's Circle Tree Ranch to reunite children in need with their families. Upon completion, the village will have housing for 100 families annually. Please be a part of making the Dragonfly Village dream a reality. Find out more at dragonflyvillage.org. That's dragonflyvillage.org.
The Rug Gallery is celebrating its 25th anniversary jubilee celebration with a colossal tent sale, offering up to 75% off at La Encantada Shopping Center at Campbell and Skyline in Tucson. With over 2,000 hand-woven imported rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. With an international reputation, the Rug Gallery has graced the cover of Christie's magazine and is featured in many other high-end publications. Stop by and check out the Rug Gallery with Arizona's largest in-stock inventory of fine, high-quality, hand-woven, imported rugs during the colossal tent sale with up to 75% off at Tucson's La Encantada Shopping Center in the foothills of the Catalinas. Or visit the Rug Gallery online at ruggalleryaz.com/sale or call 571-RUGS. Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for authentic wood-fired Neapolitan pizzas, plus delicious pastas, panini, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is homemade using the finest and freshest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore has two locations open daily, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you during the past 6 years, completing over 400 projects, including five major roadways. Projects underway include the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson, La Cañada from Ina to River, and Phase 2 of Saharita Road. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Inside Pyramid Federal Credit Union, customer service is what we do. Outside, community service is who we are. Inside, we help generations achieve their financial goals. Outside, we help those in need. We reach out to our members. We reach out to our community. Because Pyramid Federal Credit Union is passionate about one thing, people. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is a very special place, offering a continuum of health care in a resort atmosphere. Splendido received two 2007 Best of 50 Plus Housing Awards from the National Association of Home Builders for overall best continuing care retirement community and interior design. Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial services professional located at Pyramid Federal Credit Union. The opinions voiced on this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
And without further ado, here he is, Shelley Fishman. Shelley, how are you this holiday season?
I'm well, Bill. Happy birthday.
Thank you very much. We had a great birthday dinner at one of our favorite clients and supporters, Vero Amore, at Plaza Palomino Saturday night. They did a fantastic job. And I know you like to eat out and you always appreciate a good meal.
Oh, and I've been there several times and it is a good meal. Those brothers do a nice job.
The market is looking pretty darn good.
Well, the market's doing a good job, too.
The market's doing a good job, and it's just been this a little bit here, a little bit there, slowly going up on the year.
About on the Dow, about 9%, and on the S&P 500, which is, of course, a broader indicator, about 15%.
So wow.
That translates into a good year by anybody's standards, and if we can hold on to this for 2 weeks, I will have been wrong, but I will have been wrong in the right direction.
Yes, instead of the other way, you were predicting about 6 to 7%.
About 6 to 7% on the Dow, and you know about 11 or 12 in the S&P. But I think the market had priced in the falling off the cliff, and now they're thinking that the adults are going to actually be adult, and maybe do their job and get us at least part way out of this problem before the first of the year with, and I think this is a very important component, Bill, with a guarantee that we won't have a debt ceiling fight for the next year or two, which means that we won't be holding the government's ability to pay its already spent expenses in front of the world for the world to mock. And you know, for somebody who probably should know better to say, well, we're going to downgrade their credit rating. So I think things are looking pretty good, and I'm very, very optimistic about 2013.
I know you've talked about that before, that you think 2013 will be a very good year. Have you made a prediction yet?
Yeah, I think
drum
that,
roll.
Here
it is.
Here we go.
And I want to tell our listeners that Shelley's been right on the last 2 or 3 years, almost to the exact percent.
I think we're going to have a 10 to 12% year on the Dow, and maybe a 17% year on the S&P. And what I think is going to characterize the year is a return to normalcy in terms of where the increases are coming from, and a rebalancing of the increases between fixed income or bonds and bond funds and equities. So that I really do think that equities are going to outperform bonds and or at least most bonds. I think that I know what I'm doing with my clients, Bill, is taking a look at the allocations that we have and lightening up on the stuff that's tied or correlated to treasuries, and moving that lightening process, if you will, to things that are not correlated with treasuries. And those are things like emerging market sovereign debt, high yield bond funds, municipal bond funds, and also high quality U.S. equity funds that are paying dividends. So I'm still, because my portfolio tends to be so conservative and defensive, I still want to pull in the monthly dividends regardless of what happens to the price of the underlying equities. But at the same time, I want to have my clients exposed more to what I think is going to be a very good year for U.S. equities.
Shelley Fishman is with us, certified financial planner. Shelley is always willing to sit and talk with any prospective new client, and this is a time of year that a lot of people really do need to look at not only their tax situation, but they need to look at their financial situation.
Oh, yeah. The end of the year is the time when you take a look at what you did right, what you did wrong, what you think is going to happen, to consult with your financial advisor or, if you can, with several financial advisors. Read the boring stuff in the financial pages and then make some decisions about where your portfolio needs to be. And Bill, I have to say this is really very important. Your 401k or 403b is part of your portfolio, and it should never be on autopilot. You should never say, well, I'm just going to ignore it because over time it's going to be fine. If you moved, you know, your 401k to all fixed income, or even worse, all money market or the equivalent of money market several years ago because you were scared to death, and you've left it there, then you've missed 100% recovery in equities. And if I'm right and equities continue to improve now, you're going to keep on missing. What's more, even though you've probably stayed a tiny bit ahead of inflation because essentially inflation hasn't been much, as we start renormalizing and as interest rates begin to go up to what are more sustainable levels in the long term than they are today, I think that you will see that your portfolio falls behind. And that is just a prescription for long-term failure.
So the defensive posture that you've been taking, some of the shock absorbers that you've had in the portfolio for your clients, you're loosening up a little bit, playing a little bit more offense.
A little bit more offense or a little bit more careful to make sure that instead of just doing broad brush fixed income funds, that I'm focusing in on where I think the growth is going to continue to be, and that's important because, you know, when you know, if you promise 6% and your client gets 12, the next year they forget that you gave them 12 when instead of 6 they get 5. So you want to try to preserve what you've got for that client in the coming year.
Shelley, where is the best way to reach you?
Right on the Buckmaster site. There's a link there. It comes right to my email. It's great.
Shelley Fishman, Certified Financial Planner, and Shelley would love to talk to you really before the end of the year would be ideal, just to kind of check in and see what's going on.
But Merry Christmas to everybody who's listening.
Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and we hope it's going to be a great year. I have a feeling it will be. Shelley, we really appreciate the work you do for us and the community. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill.
Thanks.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial, Pyramid Federal Credit Union, or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial planner located at Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Insurance products offered through LPL Financial or its licensed affiliates. Investment and insurance products are not NCUA insured, not credit union guaranteed, and may lose value.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The White House says President Obama is actively supportive of efforts on Capitol Hill to reinstate an assault weapons ban. Senator Dianne Feinstein plans to introduce legislation reinstating the ban early next year. And the company that makes one of the weapons, believed to have been used to kill elementary school children in Connecticut, is being put up for sale. The White House defends the president's proposal to set a higher threshold for tax increases than what he vowed to do during his presidential campaign. Federal prosecutors say a South Florida man arrested last month plotted to set off a bomb in New York City to avenge deaths in Afghanistan. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 88 points, the NASDAQ ahead 35. More details at srnnews.com.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. Even the highest efficiency washing machine won't make your laundry soft and bright if you have hard water. It's the same for your dishwasher with spotted glasses. So why not call the Culligan man? Culligan now has a high-efficiency water softener that virtually eliminates hard water problems throughout your entire home. Your laundry is brighter and softer, glasses and shower doors are spot-free, and soaps and detergents last longer. Plus, it saves you up to 46% in water, salt, and energy. So if you're looking for ways to end hard water problems and save money around the house, a Culligan high-efficiency water softener works wonders. In fact, it makes all of your high-efficiency appliances work better and last longer. Thanks to Culligan, 100% satisfaction guarantee, your future, your home, and your laundry are guaranteed to be brighter. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan. Better water, pure and simple.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
If you love antiques like I do, I strongly suggest a visit to Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American Western art. They also have a fantastic selection of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell. Adobe House Antiques, 325-9439. That's 325-9439. Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
My name is Mark Layton, and I'm the IT guy over at O'Neill Printing. In order to serve my Tucson clients, I've got to be able to quickly receive files up to 10 gigs in size. That's why we made the switch to Cox Business. We used to have an internet connection that could barely handle more than 2 file uploads at a time. With Cox Business, our connection is 10 times faster, and our bill is 40% less. Now that's what I call a no-brainer.
Get to know the business side of Cox at coxbusinessaz.com.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. This portion of Buckmaster brought to you by Silver City, Grant County, New Mexico, just 3.5 hours east of Tucson to historic Silver City, known for its vibrant arts community. Downtown Silver City hosts a wide variety of galleries, gift shops, historic buildings, fine dining, quaint homes, lots of fun places if you have some time off over this holiday season. Nice little side trip over to Silver City would be great. A lot of wonderful places to stay, including Spirit Canyon Lodge and Agave Ridge Retreat. You can find out more at southwestnewmexico.org. The Community Food Bank has been a very difficult year, a challenging year for the Community Food Bank in a very difficult economic climate. Bill Carnegie heads up the Community Food Bank of Southern Arizona. Bill is with me in studio. Bill, happy holidays. Merry Christmas. How are you?
I'm doing great, Bill, and thank you so much for having me on the show.
You got a big smile on your face, and you have some exciting news to share right here with the Buckmaster Show listeners.
Yeah.
Exclusively here first.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, I just got off the phone with Jim Click before coming on the show here, and the Click family is offering a $25,000 matching grant to the Community Food Bank. We'll have the check probably later today, but he's matching the first $25,000 that comes up here. We're going to have a button on our website where people can go and contribute online and be part of that challenge. So it's very exciting in these trying times for us.
It really is, Bill Carnegie. So if someone wants to donate $5, $10, $15, $25, it's going to be matched right away by the Click family.
It is, 100%. So, it's very exciting. It's a great way for people to double what they were going to contribute to us anyway.
Yeah, a lot of people do remember the food bank, and rightfully so this time of year. Give us kind of an update on how 2012 is going to end up for you.
Well, it's a little concerning to me right now, Bill. At the end of November, we were short about $400,000 in contributions. And, it's really only November and December that we operate in the black. So to have us be down in November is really troubling, especially since we went out and we spent some money on purchasing holiday food items for people. We wanted to make sure that we had a really nice holiday box for people, which we were unable to do last year. And, I took a leap of faith. And, at this point, I'm hoping that the public responds and helps us out. And, it's certainly because everything that we raise here in Southern Arizona stays in Southern Arizona. All the, you know, the money we raise, the food we raise, all goes to local families in need.
It's so important then for us to close out 2012 in the black, isn't it? If you can get, if you could erase that $400,000 shortfall before the end of the year, that would really, really be a big help.
Oh, it is, because, you know, our fiscal year ends at the end of June, so we got, we're looking at 6 months, and if we go into that at a deficit, that means we're going to be dipping into our reserves and may have to make some decisions that may not be in the best light, you know, when it comes to our operations or the people that we serve.
And the demand is certainly increased. There was news recently, 1 in 5 Arizonans really have food issues in this state.
Oh, they do. And, you know, our demand on the food bank actually went up 10% last year. Even though people say the economy is getting better, our lines are still longer every day than what they were the day before.
How many food holiday baskets or food baskets were you able to provide this year?
This year, and we're still distributing them right now, but I think that we made a little bit over 30,000.
Wow.
So, and about 90% of those are distributed in the city of Tucson, and the rest get spread across all the way across southern Arizona. So, you know, it continues to be a great need. We're especially concerned about people that live in those rural communities where they see our truck about once a month. It's not like, you know, people that live in Tucson that can stop at the food bank, you know, a couple of times.
The food bank did expand from Tucson, and now, you, as you mentioned, regionally, you're in Sierra Vista and many of the areas that this very powerful radio station reaches in Cochise County, mm-hmm. And the need is very, very strong in rural areas. Yuma County, as you know, has the highest unemployment rate in the United States,
right,
pushing 30%. I mean, we have some really serious economic and food issues in this state.
Oh, we do. And when you think about people in the rural communities where there's no public transportation, you know, and gasoline being over $3 a gallon, lack of grocery stores, there's some people have to travel 50 or 60 miles to get to a grocery store. So it's, you know, there's just all kinds of built-in challenges. And, you know, I'm not diminishing at all what people face here in Tucson or Pima County, but you know, there's more nonprofits here. There's neighbors that can help get them to places. We have so many people that arrive at the food bank via the bus. And, you know, I see every day that families struggling to get their kids back on the bus and carry a box or a couple of grocery bags full of food. And it's just, you know, people don't understand the challenges that our neighbors face.
And it really can make a difference. A can of tuna, a jar of peanut butter, a couple of dollars. Those are items, money and food items that bring with you when you come to Winter Haven.
Oh, right. Yeah, Winter Haven's a great event. I'm going to be out there tonight, actually. So if somebody's coming by, please say hello. I'll be in a Santa hat, and I got a little beard going right now. So, you know, maybe the kids will be asking me for a present or something. But, you know, yes, every can, every dollar makes a difference. It's one can and $1 more than what we had.
Bill Carnegie is with us. He is talking about the Community Food Bank of Southern Arizona, the organization that he heads up. One of the things I really like about the Community Food Bank of Southern Arizona, folks can give their money and they know that the money will be wisely used because you really have pretty good buying power, don't you, Bill?
Right. Well, for every dollar donated, Bill, we can distribute $9 worth of food. So it's a great economy of scale. So, and out of every dollar donated, 97 cents goes to our program. So we're really efficient. We're one of the best food banks in the country. We're rated in the top 7% of nonprofits nationally by Charity Navigator, having our third year of a 4-star rating. So we work hard to be transparent and do the work that we're supposed to do.
What are you short of when it comes to food items? I know my good friend Jack Paris, who works with you, always says peanut butter. Well, Jack says we always need peanut butter.
And as you may recall, we had a big peanut butter recall this last year. You know, and it was, I think we had to recall like 70,000 jars of peanut butter or something like that. It's just crazy times. But we always need peanut butter. Right now, though, we are having a shortage of canned vegetables. You know, we've gotten quite a bit of peanut butter in, but we need 30,000 jars of peanut butter every month. We need 60,000 jars of vegetable or cans of vegetables every month. So, you know, it's just an ongoing battle, but we've got people there on the front lines every day. And, you know, if people want to think about volunteering to come down to help us sort through the food that's coming in or help us pack food boxes to go out, we would really appreciate their help.
Where are you located?
We're at 3003 South Country Club in Tucson, but we also have locations in Marana, Green Valley, Amado, and in Nogales.
So you are easy to find throughout the Southern Arizona area.
Right.
And if people would like to donate online?
It's just go to communityfoodbank.org and go to the donate page. And hopefully there's a button up on that homepage right now for the Click Family Challenge.
Yeah, and if folks are just joining us, we had great news to start this interview with Bill Carnegie. Jim Click and the Click family has put up $25,000, kind of seed money. They are going to match donations up to that point. So if you donate $10 right now, it's going to be $20.
And the food bank could sure use it and will make good use of it.
Bill Carnegie, thank you very much. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Hope it's a great time of year for you. And we'll look for good fortune for you in 2013.
Bill, the same to you and yours and all your listeners. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cunada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com.
Life on Earth begins with water. The plants that sustain us and biodiversity that surrounds us. At UA Biosphere 2, water is big science. From our tropical rainforest and million-gallon ocean to the mountain slopes of LEO, our new landscape evolution observatory. By recreating the natural world on such an immense scale, LEO aims to reveal better ways to understand and manage global water resources. Come see how Biosphere 2 is being used to model climate science, test smart technology, and develop new environmental strategies that can help build a stronger 21st century community. The University of Arizona Biosphere 2, where innovation lives, just north of Tucson, America's science city. Explore today. More information at b2science.org.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Now in its seventh year, the RTA has finished over 400 projects, including five major roadways. Current projects include the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson and Grant Road at Oracle. Please use caution and obey all traffic signs. With ongoing support of expanded SunTrans, SunVan service, SunExpress, and SunShuttle neighborhood service, providing jobs and making travel around our region faster and safer, the RTA is delivering our promise to you.
Think credit unions don't have the locations or ATM networks that the big banks do? Think again. Pyramid Federal Credit Union offers fee-free ATM access at 120 ATMs in Southern Arizona and 60,000 ATMs throughout the country, plus free shared branch access at credit unions nationwide. And the convenience continues online with free bill pay and 24/7 online banking. So no matter where you are, you're just around the corner from Pyramid Federal Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Open your account today. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
Why should you fly at a TIA? Easy. Do the math. First, airfares are extremely competitive, so you won't spend more on your tickets. Second, you'll save at least 4 hours of your precious time, not to mention a bunch of money on gas. Third, covered parking right by the terminal is only $9 a day. And fourth, TIA offers daily nonstop service to many of your favorite destinations. So, what does it all add up to? Easy. Fly TIA. It's the way to go.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is one of Southern Arizona's crown jewels. You will find that the services and amenities offered at Splendido rival those of a fine resort. But what sets Splendido apart is a continuum of health care that allows for a full life today, knowing tomorrow is secure. As a true continuing care retirement community, Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Time for the bi-monthly arts report with Margaret Regan, the arts editor of the Tucson Weekly. Our bi-monthly arts report with Margaret is presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, family-owned and run since 1985. Moe's specializing in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing and hanging services and hanging systems. In other words, Moe makes house calls. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing in the Interior Design Center at Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com. Margaret, how are you this week before Christmas?
Oh, I'm great in the holiday spirit, Bill. How about you?
I certainly am, and there is so much to do downtown with a Christmas flavor to it, starting with the Nacimiento at the Tucson Museum of Art.
Right. This is a wonderful display that they put up every year. It was originally put together by a Tucson woman named Maria Luisa Tena. And it's one of these traditional Mexican nativity scenes, but, you know, those scenes don't just involve Mary and Joseph and the baby, although they do have those. The little figures, hundreds of little figures, depict all kinds of scenes of Mexican life, people cooking, people eating, people playing. It's just charming, and it's totally free. You don't even have to go into the museum. You can just go down there and wander on in and see the Nacimiento.
You had a lot of the gallery roundup in your article in the weekly, the current weekly, and small works. This might be a fun way to not only enjoy a show, but pick up some paintings.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I did a whole roundup of the little galleries, and quite a few of them are doing these small work shows, and they often will do this around the holidays. One that I thought was pretty interesting was Atlas Fine Art Services. It's kind of a newish gallery downtown. They're more contemporary abstract work, generally speaking, and they've got some big names in there. Jim Wade, who's one of our most noted Tucson artists, he's always been a painter, kind of abstracts the deserts and plants, but now he is working with digital, making digital images of older paintings and then painting on top of the digital. So we will have to see about this. This is a big change for Jim.
And that's located at the...
It's on 6th Avenue, right near Beowulf Theater.
Okay. Rhesus Taller Gallery.
Yeah, now Rhesus that's the Latino Arts Gallery, and they are doing their small works. It's called Tesoros Pequeños, which means little treasures. And they their art, you know, as I said, Atlas is more abstraction. This is going to be everything, all over the map, kind of. When I went in there to look at it, I happened to run into Michael Cajero, who I consider a genius outsider artist here in Tucson. He's an amazing artist, and you don't see his works that much. And there he was hanging up one of his works on the wall. He does paper mache and sets things on fire and paints on top of them. Arte Provero, it's supposed to be art that won't last a lifetime, maybe, but it's making a brilliant statement while it's still here. So you can pick up one of his down there and lots of works by other people.
And some art that will last a lifetime and beyond. Photography at the Etherton Gallery through January 5th, a really nice show called Seeing in Silver.
Yeah. Now, as you know, most photographers, or maybe not most, but many, have switched over to digital, and Kodak has even stopped making some film. But so this show, in a way, is an old-fashioned show because it's showing just older gelatin silver prints, you know, photographs shot with film. It just has that luminous quality that you can't get otherwise. And they've got some big-time photographers in it. Harry Callahan, who's a personal favorite of mine, did a lot of work in Chicago. He's got a beautiful picture of his wife standing along that cold lake in Chicago among wintry trees with her bare branches. And other photographers, Ralph Gibson and John Lowengard. Lowengard did a really interesting project of photographing negatives of photographs by other famous photographers. So it has a couple little meta levels there. Pictures of people in gloved hands holding the negatives of famous photographs.
Yeah, really big-time photographers at Etherton Gallery through January 5th. Margaret Regan is with us. This is our bi-monthly arts report on the Buckmaster Show, brought to you by Moe's Gallery at Fort Lowell and Dodge and at moesgallery.com. Music and theater. Time for some Wayla music.
Yeah. The band Gertie and the T.O. Boys play that Tohono O'odham Wayla music, which mm-hmm. is traditional music that has fiddles and accordion in it. You probably know that sort of music of the borderlands has a Polish and German influence by immigrants who came in the 19th century bringing their accordions. And now it's a very distinctively Tohono O'odham music. This band, Gertie and the T.O. Boys, used to play at a bar in South Tucson, and that place has since closed. But you can see them this weekend in the Tucson Pastorela, which is a very unique play that's put on every year by Borderlands. It's based on the old shepherd's tales, you know, the story of the shepherds trying to get to Bethlehem to see the baby Jesus. And they keep being deterred in their mission by devils who tempt them. Borderlands does this play every year with the Wayla music and also with a contemporary twist, so that they're always held up by some contemporary problem. One year with cell phones, they were too distracted to go look for the baby Jesus. this year, evidently, there's going to be something about climate change. There's going to be something about the bullying of gay youth. It's a very unusual, very community-oriented thing, and one of my favorite parts about it, and I go every year, is that they sing beautiful Mexican Christmas carols throughout.
Well, that'd be fun, and it's at Leo Rich Theater, Thursday through Sunday, performed by the Borderlands Theater. The Wayla Band, isn't that music also called Chicken Scratch, something like that?
I think so. Yeah, I don't know if there's a distinction, but I think you're right.
I remember Big Jim Griffith doing a segment on that at one time, and I think they called it.
And once in a while, Jim Griffith shows up in this play. He was in it last year. I don't know if he's scheduled for this year.
Hey, it's not too late, Margaret, for a Nutcracker performance.
That's right. I just went to a Nutcracker this weekend. Lots of fun. Tucson Regional Ballet does the one that it's set in 1880s Tucson. Very appropriate this year for the centennial. But now in our final weekend, we still have two Nutcrackers to go after a month's worth of Nutcrackers. The big one coming up, Ballet Tucson, you know, that's our only professional ballet company in town. They have paid professional dancers who are just great. And they're performing at Centennial Hall this year, Friday through Sunday. They have a wonderful prima ballerina named Jenna Johnson. She's really worth going to see. She's the Sugar Plum Fairy. And they have a new lead male dancer who's come up through the ranks named Stuart Lauer, also a spectacular dancer. They'll be doing Sugar Plum Fairy duet. And then, of course, a lot of local kids are in it, too. Four young girls playing the young girl, Clara. And all the regular Nutcracker magic, the snowfall, the growing tree, and little kids dressed as angels and gingerbread cookies.
And, of course, Dancing in the Streets, our friends are putting on their performance at the Fox.
Right. Now, that sounds like a lot of fun. I haven't ever seen this one, and I'd like to get there Saturday night, Sunday afternoon at the Fox. They're calling it the Nutcracker El Cascanueces, which means nutcracker, kind of in a tribute to their very diverse students and dancers who are in it. They're a Southside studio. They have lots of kids who, without them, would never be doing ballet. But they do have some guest artists coming in, some adults playing the lead roles. And what should be really fun is David Fitzsimmons, the funny cartoonist from the Arizona Daily Star, he's going to be dancing in the party scene on stage. And our mayor, Jonathan Rosfeld, is also in it, and he is playing the mayor in The Nutcracker.
Joey Rogers and his team do such a great job with the whole Dancing in the Streets Arizona project.
Absolutely.
We wish them well. Quickly, Margaret, only a few seconds. Music coming up?
Yeah, this weekend, Tucson Symphony Orchestra is doing their Magic of Christmas show, which is a big, spectacular thing with the orchestra, the chorus. They're going to have some dances from the kids at Tucson Regional Ballet. And I believe that the audience sings along in the carols, and there'll be a Santa Claus on hand. So it's sort of a last-minute, spectacular Christmas activity.
Margaret Regan, we want to wish you all the best. Merry Christmas, happy holidays, have a great New Year. We'll talk to you after the New Year. Thanks, Margaret.
Thanks, Bill.
The bi-monthly arts report on the Buckmaster Show, presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, family-owned and run since 1985. Moe's, specializing in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing and hanging services, and hanging systems. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing in the Interior Design Center at Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com. Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show is generously supplied by Culligan. We love Culligan water. Why? Well, folks, it simply tastes better. Coming up this afternoon from 3 to 5, it's the Dean of Local Talk in Southern Arizona. It's the John C. Scott Show. Then tomorrow morning from 6 to 8, it's Wake Up Tucson with Chris and Joe. I am Bill Buckmaster wishing you a great afternoon. Please join us again tomorrow at 12:04 here on AM 1030 KVOI. Have a great day.
This is Michael Medved. Stay tuned for more Intelligent Talk on AM 1030 KVOI. Cortero, Tucson, The Voice.